In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This week on The Bachelor. The Thomas drama continues, but is he really there for the wrong reasons? Then, a shocking twist takes place at the rose ceremony. Plus, a blast from the past joins the competition. All that and more. It's the most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
And we are back with another drama-filled episode of The Bachelorette. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You guys can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and stay up to date on everything that's going on in Bachelor Nation at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. The Bachelor Breakdown is written by Dana. She's awesome. She's hilarious. And you guys can save the date. And that is betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. Okay, guys. We have a lot to cover. Let's start off with the synopsis. So first, we pepper in the game of truth or dare, and then we're not surprised at all by the ghosts of Bachelorette's past. And finally, Thomas gets read harder than an English textbook. Honestly, Blake showing up is crazy, and I can't wait to get into all of that. Even though we kind of knew he was coming, but at the same time, it's still strange that it's episode, what, four or five? Four?
They did kind of a Blake for Thomas trade, but you could kind of tell that it was kind of edited in a little bit. Like it felt like there were two separate episodes going on at the same time. Even though this was a good episode, I would say this was classic. Like every week we kind of talk about the show. It's like this episode felt like this whole season has felt like the classic Bachelorette that we love. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the fun of the group dates. We get to see hot people do stupid shit. We get to see a little bit of drama. We get to see someone go home. We get to see someone come back. I thought it was a good episode, but it did feel like the Blake thing was like its own. Like we were going back and forth from Blake to the show, you know?
Yeah, that felt really bizarre. I don't know what the point of introducing him so early in the episode and then like not really bringing him back up for another hour and 10 minutes was.
Yeah.
But
it felt like in the Avengers when they like tease Thanos at the end of the first Avengers, like with 3 seconds. And then you're like, they're like, you'll see him in 7 years.
Yeah. Literally like two movies later, we'll let you know who this is.
Yeah. You can Google it if you want to really know until then.
Jared, I liked that reference. That was a reference I 100% understood.
A reference after your heart.
All right. So, okay. Now let's name that episode. I will go first. I said red flags and scumbags.
I can't remember what I wrote down. I made full disclosure here, guys. I made the outline, but I don't have internet. So I'm going blind here. And I have the memory of a 85-year-old burnout on drugs.
Chris, I'll read yours on here. Thomas the Tanked Engine.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
If you do say so yourself.
That is a good one.
I had The Audition Is Over.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
The audition is over, though. Man, her at the end, that was wild. I was not expecting that. Okay, so we have our first group date, and it is truth or dare. I actually really liked this group date.
It was interesting that like they all kind of said it. They're like, this was so much fun. Like it did feel fun, and it was like, this is the dream. Like they're like sometimes the last couple seasons, it feels like they were in autopilot. Like, you know, think of the audience a little. Like the fact that they had the food out with the calories is so fucking funny. Like,
oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, so they have this truth or dare competition, and it's every event they have to tape themselves doing the truth or doing the dare, and one of them's, you know, you have to eat a bunch of food, so they get revealed what the food are, and it's like a big 46 Twinkies and like a mound of mashed potatoes and gravy, and you're like, and then it puts the, like the reactions to the calories. I want to see that. Like, those are things that they know the audience well enough to know the stuff that like we love making fun of and love seeing these people have to go through. Like, I can't believe they don't do more of this stuff. Like, I was almost angry as I was excited, you know?
I know.
I'm totally here for a truth or dare, but I'm like, give me something like, make them kiss each other, you know? Give me something a little...
not that kind of show.
I need fucking higher stakes than watching someone eat goddamn mashed potatoes. If I wanted to see a sad man eat mashed potatoes and gravy, I would look in a mirror. Like, I want to see some, like, fun sex stuff.
It was interesting to have them wax, and then they're like, and then Trey was like, yeah, just go for my asshole. Like, it was like the top, like, why did he wax there? Like, that was like the one spot.
Any other place. And he, because I guess on the card it said, pick the hairiest spot of your body and wax it. And the fact that he went straight for his ass, I'm like, well, now we know.
Yeah, he could have gotten away with anything. That was his decision to reveal that his ass was so hairy.
Chest. But he went for the asshole. I mean, went straight Brazilian. And that's, I mean, at least she knows now that it is clean.
Greg trying to eat the pepper, I mean, was just the most devastating thing.
Well, that was actually the most interesting part of the, you know, we've kind of all said from the beginning, Greg's sensitive is a little suspect. We're not sure what to expect.
Yeah.
It's just like too quick, too soon. And then Greg eats the pepper and he goes into this like, and it's actually a move. Like, I don't know. Katie didn't really see it. You know, she kind of fell for it. But like the jokey, I love you is a move.
Oh, like, yeah.
That is a love bomb maneuver.
Yes,
to go
I was just
to
about to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, oh, it's all jokes, but you did say it. So we did go through the muscle memory of an I love you. And she even says, she's like, she goes, well, it counts. And she's joking, but she's not. Like, and it's like, no, this is all very love bomby. Like, this is all very, like, and it's like, dude, you could have said anything else during this jokey thing, and you chose to say this. It's just, and it's like, you know, you go one side or the other. You go, oh, that's so much fun. Greg is so he's so good at talking about his emotions, even in a jokey way. And to me, I'm like, no, this is someone who's known you 2 weeks, who is in a love competition, who's making sure that you know that he cares about you that much more, or feels comfortable enough to say that.
I feel like this episode kind of sealed the deal in me not liking sensitive Greg that much. Like, I felt like
interesting.
He was kind of, like, for lack of a better term, a wuss. Like, I'm like, just, I don't know. Like, I felt like he was the kind of guy who's like, well, that's a man's job, but then he hires someone to do it, is like the vibe.
I mean, his voice literally changes from vocal fry to regular when it's around her and the men. Like, yeah, when he's around her, it's like, and he's like tearing up, and you're like, dude, are you a pug? Like, or do you, like, what's going on? Why are you always so watery? Like, what about, you know, and then he's with the guys like, yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It's like, wait, what happened to, you know, trembly Greg?
I have super bad vibes about Greg, and I have a hot take that I think Greg is no better than Thomas.
Interesting.
I think that Greg is a love bomber and is kind of like faking his way through this whole thing, but at least Thomas said it out loud.
See, I liked when Caitlin Bristow said, there's one surefire way to not become the Bachelor, and it's talk about how you want to be the Bachelor. And I felt like her vibe was kind of like, obviously, when we applied, we all thought, well, maybe I'll be the Bachelorette, but you don't say it out loud. Like, I felt like she wasn't judging him about wanting to be the Bachelor. She was judging him for like being stupid enough to say it out loud.
Yeah, and rookie moves.
I that made me like her more, because I'm like, yeah, she's right though. Like, obviously everyone there has the same thought.
To me, it's Caitlin admitting to what a hustler she is. Like, she, yes. You know, Caitlin Bristow being on Dancing with the Stars isn't because she isn't good at being a like a person who can maneuver themselves in the right position. Like, you meet these people, you go to LA for 5 minutes. You guys were out there this summer or earlier this year. Like, you're out there now, Kay. You meet those people in LA all the time. The people that are professionals at not lying, but lying. Like, you get like the non-liar liars are all over LA, and like, and it's such a different, like, listen, there's people in entertainment in New York and there's people in entertainment in LA, and you meet those people and you're like, oh my God, I'm dealing with a like a trained professional here. Like, they are telling me no to my face while hugging me and not making me feel like I heard a no. So, like, I think Caitlin is one of those people. She knows how to maneuver herself. She knows how to work it. Like, you know, Ashley I is one of those people. Tayshia is one of those people. Nick Vial is one of those people. Like, there's mm-hmm. a reason. There's a reason certain Bachelor, former Bachelor, Bachelorette contestants get to a million followers, and there's a reason only some of them get to 500,000 followers.
And that's the truth.
And that's what Caitlin's basically saying in that scene.
And I did feel like Caitlin was like looking at Tayshia and Katie, who both also obviously have been bachelorettes. So she's like, we all get it, right? Like, we all did it.
Yeah.
We all played the game. Yeah. And speaking of, you know, Caitlin and Tayshia, we saw a lot more of them this episode because we talked about it last episode, how they were like nowhere to be found ever. But we saw a lot of them this episode. They were at the, but when they,
yeah, when Katie says Tayshia was the last person I expected to see on the other side of the door.
It's like, yeah, the last person is the host.
I was like, that's who you should assume was behind the door.
Yeah. Well,
and I also noticed that at the end of the episode, they're not listed as hosts. It says special guests, Caitlin Bristow and Tayshia Adams.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
We talk all the time about how, like, going to the Bachelor or Bachelorette about someone else is a bad move. And it was interesting to watch two people on the show kind of have that debate. But, like, both sides had good points. Like, Trey's sitting there being like, I don't want her to look back and see that I didn't protect her. And then Andrew's saying, like, no, she's an adult. She's a woman. She's going to figure this out on her own. That's not my responsibility. I thought that was like an interesting part. Like, it was like a spirited debate. It was actually cool.
And it actually made me think about, it's like, what would I rather have? Because they both came up with really good points, because Andrew was like, let's not, like, this is going to blow us all up. Like, it's going to ruin the night. It's going to ruin the vibes. Like, all of a sudden, none of us get time anymore because one person decided to say something about someone else who's not even here. And then on the other side, it's like, yeah, we know all of this. Like, we should just let her know so we can get him out.
I will say, Andrew last night was annoying me. First off, because what he keeps doing the fucking British accent, and I'm like,
he loves that accent
enough. Like, I don't get it. Why do we keep doing this? And he was like, I can't be manipulated. Like, you can only be manipulated if you let yourself get manipulated. But then he's like, sitting with Thomas, believing what he's saying. In the next scene, I'm like, no, no, like, you got manipulated. That's what happened you as well.
To defend Andrew's British accent, I think it, to me, I see that as like I think he has a bad British accent. I can't believe that he thinks it's good. But that's the thing. He has his one inside. I think if you have one inside joke with The Bachelorette, you ride it until you get to the next one. Like, there's like, like, you're like, I got this one thing that we connected on. She seems to like it. I got to just keep on, you know, beating this horse, you know?
Yeah, but she's even like, he's got like that hot accent. And I'm like, no, he fucking doesn't. Like, you know, he's not, he can't do that for your entire life.
He might have to.
I don't know. I thought Andrew last night, I was like, if the whole crowd is, you got to have mob mentality in this kind of a situation. You don't have to say anything, but you don't have to stand up for it either, I think.
Well, then Trey goes and tells her, and like, and she comes back and she's like, so I've heard some things. And then all of them are just like, yeah, totally. Thomas sucks. Like, they all just like,
Andrew's
immediately
like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, everyone ditches. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, no, now that you know, everyone needs to like jump in and pile on.
Mm-hmm. And Trey gets the rose.
Yeah, so he was right. I mean, like, but that also makes total sense. You're like, Katie in her season is the tattletale, you know, like, whether, you know, we like Katie or not, she was the tattletale. Yeah. She's gonna reward someone acting like she acted. Like, I get that. Like, that makes kind of sense.
I wonder if she's like, fuck, I shouldn't have been the tattletale. Like, now that she's dealing with the tattletales, and she's like, now I have to stand by these tattletales because I had done the same thing.
Because that's me.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Trey got the rose, though, because I mean, yeah, he did tell her, but in my head, I was not expecting that, because even Andrew had his little in the moment right before, and they're like, there's no way Trey's getting the rose. And then she hands it to him.
And Trey is like, you know, it was interesting because, you know, Andrew is right, though. Like, Trey didn't get to know Katie on a different level. He just got rewarded for bringing her the gossip. Like, you know, like, Trey, it wasn't like Trey could be like, so Thomas really, we think he's manipulative, and so should we kiss? Like, that's not going to be the next, you know, they're not going to have their magical moment. She, like, walks away. Like, so he's more informant than boyfriend, than Andrew's more boyfriend than informant.
And I think that's, It friend zones you.
100%.
It puts you in, and it did that to Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It did that to Katie. It very much friend zones you, because you're trying to be like, I'm trying to help you, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the second you are the one that starts gossiping, you are not going to be the person that gets, you know, chosen at the end. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to, like, take home and marry the person who only talks to them about the other people in the house.
There's also another thing that you hear from a lot of, like, Bachelor, Bachelorette contestants, people who have gone on. There are people that are like, that they go, oh yeah, that person was like a friend from minute one. Like, there was just no vibe. And it's like, the idea that, like, everyone here and her have this, like, romantic vibe is not the truth. Like, that's just,
there's no way.
So I would imagine, you know, and you feel that on the other side. It's like, he's not delusional. He's like, well, we're not really, like, killing it right now, but, and I kind of, like, I've heard that her and, like, three of these guys are, like, killing it right now. I'll be the guy that gets her some, I'll keep the vacation going.
Yeah. And also, Trey is like, well, Katie tattletailed and she became the Bachelorette. For all we know, Trey is, like, the real Thomas of the group.
Right.
True.
But Trey's been awesome. Like, I'm a huge Trey fan, too.
I'm a
like,
Trey that's fan.
He's been he's the one that got his ass waxed. Like, good for him.
He got his asshole waxed. And I stan a guy with a waxed asshole.
Yeah, me too. Fuck yeah.
Jared,
I like Trey, but let's be honest. Trey is not going to win this competition.
No. All right. Let's move on to Tayshia visiting Katie, and, you know, she brings up this whole point. She's like, well, there's a guy that's from my past, and I think he'd be great for you. And I think that's,
listen, I can only give my perspective and from my history and who I am. Was there any type of vibe there? It kind to me, it felt like the cool girl in high school fucking with the new the fresh meat.
Yes.
Like, what so a you weird agree. Way to. Yes, exactly.
So you agree? You think you're really pretty? That was yes. like.
That was the tone.
That was kind of the tone.
Definitely not mean girl vibes, but like
I'm higher than you vibes, like yes. hierarchy vibes.
I felt yes. they don't know each other that well because they're never around. Like it felt like uncomfortable because they, because even when she's like, oh my God, wait, don't cry. You're going to make me want to cry. Yeah. I'm like, give her a hug.
Yeah.
And then it was, at the same time, I don't, maybe it's me personally, but I don't think I've ever had a guy that I've actually liked and maybe we like went on a few dates or something and been like, you know what? You'd be really good with my friend. Like if yeah. I actually liked this guy, I'm not giving him to my obviously, friend regardless of whether we're dating or not.
Obviously, Tayshia never liked Blake in a real way. But also I felt like Katie's face when Tayshia was like an old friend of mine. Katie was like, please don't be John Paul Jones. Please don't be John Paul Jones. Please don't be John Paul Jones.
Well, it really felt like what's the movie with Neve Campbell and where they're rich?
The Craft?
No, it's
Cruel Intentions, Sean said.
Yes, it felt very Cruel Intentions.
Yes.
It felt very Cruel Intentions, like, you know, I know someone from my past that has really been talking about you a lot lately.
And yeah. you're like,
she's and, like, and I just, threw him that, away. That like, was kind of the hierarchy. Trash.
And then they, oh, what would I do? Please, God. No, so I, if someone set you up without, and then she goes, who is it? And she goes, I don't want to tell you. Like, it's. It feels like a lie when the last scene is like the gals hanging on the couch cackling at all these like dares, and then the next scene she's like, "Well, I can't tell you. Like, are you like, why are you the puppet master?"
Yeah,
like,
her not telling, off. Her not telling. It was weird. It was just like, oh, it's like the Carl thing. There's somebody here who is not here for the wrong reasons. Okay, who is it? I can't tell you.
That's not you're not a friend. Like this is a bad example on a dating show of how to be a friend to someone who's dating. Because
yes.
Tayshia's the engaged person. Oh, someone from my past has come back to come and make you their girlfriend. It's like, okay, so who is it? And then it's like, I don't get one scrawl. Like, this is a bad fix-up. This is not how people want to be fixed up. People want to know, who is it? No, send them home. I don't want to. So, like, and I know it's a show, and I know she's told I can't say anything. But, like, when you start at someone from my past, it doesn't sound like you're, like, it just right. sounds like you're giving them your sloppy seconds.
Yes, absolutely. And then also, the way it should have went down is that Tayshia should have showed up. And then been like, I have someone outside here that wants to like meet you. I've known him before. You know what I mean? Like, she should have brought him.
Yeah. And when you fix someone up, you pump up. You don't make someone feel like they're not a great choice for them. And you have to say, this guy's great. I like him. But, you know, I know that's not fair to the other people, but I have to admit my biases. And just like for if someone came to me and was just like, yeah, there's this guy from my past, I'd be like, get him away. Why would I want to be with someone that you don't think is great or won't even like hype up a little bit?
Yeah. I need the hype.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think it's weird that they keep on saying like it's Blake's third time. Like, it's not his fault that Claire left. I don't.
That is such a female thing that, so it's your third time. It's like, yeah, technically. Oh, okay. So you're saying I'm right. You know, like, it's like, that is something. Yeah. Like, yeah, Claire, you know, had a meltdown in her season, leaves. And then, you know, Tayshia dates. It's not like he like there's a difference when you audition three times versus
you
twice,
just show up.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made it seem all of a sudden like none of us knew who Blake was. Like, they started with previews of showing Blake. Like, before this season, ABC released Blake's name. They showed the trailer with him, and then like week two they decided to make it a surprise again. I just think it's so bizarre that like, I'm like, are we just pretending that those teasers didn't happen where you fully showed Blake getting out of a car?
Right. No, I mean, I was going to talk about the whole like Blake thing in general and, you know, him showing back up. They spoke on Instagram leading up to this. I feel weird about Blake being there. I feel like this is just a ploy for, it doesn't feel right.
Well, lucky for me, I don't have a short memory. Blake also DM'd Claire before their season. Blake is a DMer. This is a part of his history. Remember they had this big moment where Blake, you know, she was like going to get him in trouble. And she was like, instead of being mad at him, she was like, I like your gumption. You know, like it wasn't, this is his move. So I'd like to know how many former contestants Blake has DM'd. Like we get this big reveal. Okay. So I'm just saying, like, this guy, he's like the hopeless romantic guy that's supposedly his background. And it's like, I don't buy it. And then we get this reveal, and he says to her, if I promise you, if I make it to the end, you're going to be engaged. And it's like, that's a, like, dude, I would have kicked him out right there. That's a crazy thing to even say to someone.
That is a crazy thing. I thought the exact same thing. The second he was like, if it's us at the end of this, we will get engaged. Like, what? What?
Like, as if. Like, as if, like, that's the only thing that matters in life is to get engaged. Like, what about you enjoying her company and thinking that she's a good match for you, Blake? Like, so you're
also,
like,
you've never met in person.
Yeah. So you're just like, I promise you we'll be engaged if we get to the end. Like, I know that's how the show goes, but that is just, like, that's a promise you can't really keep. You can't make sure to keep. Or you can't make sure to honestly keep.
I want to see that DM because she was like, Blake DM'd me about my bold personality during my season. And I'm like, okay, so they definitely already like sexted via DMs.
Well, he's also known for being like a horn dog. Like he got the boner during the thing with Tayshia. They like showed that on the Men Tell All. And like, apparently he's known for like making, he's like the horniest guy in the house. So he is like, this girl is the right girl for him.
Oh, yeah, because remember when they were like, all he talks about is sex?
Yes.
When when did they say that?
On Tayshia's season.
It was on Tayshia's season. Yeah, but that's, he's like known for being.
The other guys were like, all Blake talks about is having sex.
Yeah, so I have bad vibes about Blake just because, like you guys said, him making that sort of promise is so weird, and especially because it's definitely something Katie wants to hear, because Katie, all she has been saying is, I want this, like at the end of this, there should be an engagement. She said that so many times. So in my head, I'm like, oh, well, he just said this. So maybe she's going to pick him in the end just so she can get engaged and have this engagement at the end.
Yeah, I mean that comes when it comes down to the last two, that goes into your decision making process. Like, you know, it's like you get to the end of the competition, you go, okay, well, one person I don't know what will happen. Like, and this is the kind of the problem with dating. Like, dating someone with the goal of being engaged is like a really like tough spot to be in with someone. Like, that's not like, is it about you or is it just about this thing? So like, that kind of carrot is something Blake's putting out there. That's really not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
Time will tell.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
We go to the rose ceremony.
And again, there's another fight about, you know, whether we should say something about Thomas. And
well, isn't this where Thomas like goes to her room first?
Yeah, Thomas goes to her room first, looking like a Vegas roulette dealer.
Everybody loves to make, I'm like, I kind of like that jacket.
Oh, I liked it, but it gave me very much costume vibes.
Well, Oscar Nunez from The Office was in State Farm commercials, and he's wearing this. The guy who looks like Oscar Nunez is wearing the State Farm jacket.
Thomas is a very, yes, very, very hot version of Oscar Nunez from The Office.
Listen, rich man's Oscar Nunez, but it's still there. The look is there, and just like the fact that he wore the red jacket after with the State Farm, I was like, I was dying.
He looks like he would be Oscar Nunez's brother that you're like, oh wow, your brother's so hot. Like that's the kind of the kind of vibe of Thomas. I think that the sign of a cretin of the sea liar is when someone sits in front of you and holds both of your hands to have a conversation. And that's what Thomas did. The second he sat down with Katie and did that, I'm like, oh, this man's such a liar. Like he learned this at a convention on how to get women.
He also did a very big lie move when you make the other person start talking first. So he goes to meet Katie, and then he says, so I've heard some things, and he wants her to basically tell him what to say. He wants her to tell him what to say. So he's like, right, you get talking first so that I can like match and mimic everything you're saying. So then Katie does a smart thing because she goes, well, why don't you tell me what's going on? So she passes it back to him. So that's why he sounded like even more of a liar, because he didn't say anything. Thomas spent his whole speech doing like love Mad Libs. He's just saying like things that you've like, you know, that whole fear and love speech he gave earlier. But now he had no direction to know what she was mad about at all. Like, all he knows is, like, she has been told some things and the whole house is kind of icing me right now. And then he doesn't get the script.
Yeah. And then when they go downstairs and he's like, I did you guys a favor, basically. I wanted to save you guys time and not waste any more time. So I actually went to her room and delayed this entire evening by 3 hours. Because even when he's like, dude, it's midnight, I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, I didn't know it was that late.
It
really
was late. Yeah, they were. That's why they're so pissed.
Because he was like, I wanted to save time. And the guy's like, save us time. It's literally midnight. And I was like, wow, they don't start the rose ceremony until midnight. That's horrific.
Horrific.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I just, I don't know. And then the Aaron situation, Aaron and Andrew get into a back and forth, and Aaron literally yells like, don't yell at me. Like, I felt like I was watching Step Brothers, you know, when they're like adults.
I do like him. I like, you know, it's not for nothing. Like all of his anger is for something. Like Thomas walks in, he's like, oh yeah, you run a little late. Like he's like a ball buster. Like I kind of like that about him.
He is, though.
I don't know how I feel about him. He also just seems like not into Katie that much.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's happening for them.
No, he seems like a tough person to connect to. Like, he's like a kind of guy that you're like, so how's work? Good, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does have that, like, man's man, I don't reveal any feelings, but I ball bust about everything kind of, like, character.
Yeah, he just looks, he even looks mad.
He looks like he he would still use gay as, like, to mean stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, 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 yeah.
Like, he's like, bro, that's, like, mad gay.
He does have that. He does have that Jersey Shore fist pumpy type of, like,
vibes.
Feel vibes, yeah.
And then, so, Thomas walks back in, and obviously everybody's pissed. You even see little, like, sweet Connor B being like, well, you know, you don't really see him talk back, and you, like, yeah, felt him getting flustered. And so when you see him get flustered, then you also have Hunter, who's clearly...
Hunter's like, I'm really mad, as he's smiling. Like, he's like, yeah, this is the most mad I've ever been.
Did you see the preview for next week with Hunter, where it looks like he, like, blood bathes all of them?
Yeah.
It's kind of hot.
Hunter also says the wrong words sometimes, if you notice. He'll, like, say, like, adjective to describe words. So he'll be like, it's just delusioner. And it's like, no, it's delusional. Like, there was, like, two times he does that.
He also looks like him in a tie is ridiculous. He looks like his mom dressed him for church. It, like, he wears this powder blue tie, and it's always too big, and his head is small. It's just like, I the whole look, this, like, Taylor Lautner, like,
he's going to his cousin's baptism, and his yeah, mom is like, his mom is like, you don't get to do the Easter egg hunt unless you put on the tie.
Yeah, he just has that look. It's so, and just him saying, I'm just so mad, while he's in his First Communion outfit.
That's that was a very good one.
Okay, so I really want to make a comment about Katie and how good she looks, because this is what we needed the whole fucking season.
I was like, did the fucking glam team, their plane finally landed, episode 4?
Well, so which dress are we talking about? The
sparkly,
rose ceremony dress.
The rose ceremony, yeah. Spark. She had a red lip. Give me very much
her
Taylor
makeup
Swift.
Was definitely, she didn't, like, she had fake lashes on.
I saw the lashes.
A glam. I don't know. I thought she looked very good.
It's like, it's only when she's next to the other two that I'm like, do they have separate stylists? Like, you want, yeah, you like, and I don't know what it is. It's maybe it was more during the dare portion of this, like, episode. I was like, you know, Katie's, like, always in flannels, but that's her look too. Like, she's like a very relaxed type of person. So maybe that's just the difference in their, like, their vibes, I guess.
There was also, like, another scene where, like, Tayshia was in a cute sweater and jeans, and then Caitlyn was also in, like, a red striped sweater and, like, jeans, very cute. And then Katie was in this, like, prairie dress that was, like, floral. I'm like, what?
What's happening?
What? Like, it just, all of it seems just strange.
It seems like they don't, like, you know, generally, don't women call each other? They'll be like, what are you wearing tonight? So you don't make sure you don't, like, what's the vibe tonight? Are we going dresses? Are we going heels? Are we going jeans? Are we going shirts? It feels like they're not on the same group chat. Like, there's
they're definitely not on the same group chat. They don't even have each other's phone numbers.
Absolutely. Caitlyn and Tayshia are on one group chat, and then there's a production person that's texting all three of them at the same time, and they don't even have her number saved. It feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
that must be Katie, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, she looks beyond. And then she finally comes out, the rose ceremony starts, Hunter gets the first rose, which was really sweet. Then when we finally get to the end with Thomas, or did he say this at the beginning? Was it the beginning before the rose ceremony started? He was like,
He stepped out to a liar's move, get in front of it. You know, he's like, he gets out and he goes, I want to stop everything to apologize to everyone for taking up your time. And it seemed like, now that you mentioned that it was midnight, I think it seemed like he was apologizing for that he's like taking up your time. You know, he does this whole speech. He gets his, like, whatever minute you know, to Katie and the guys, and like no one buys it. Like you just feel like everyone's like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
But I couldn't remember if it was at the beginning of the rose ceremony or if it was right before the last rose. I think it was the beginning. But when she called him up at the end and all the guys' faces, like their jaws dropped, mine also did too. I was like, holy shit, she's keeping the suit after every red flag that was thrown.
As soon as they cut to commercial, I was like, no, she's definitely not keeping him. I think it's weird that she didn't just like do all of this in the hotel room.
It's definitely weird. It feels very much, this was my... Listen, as a we've already announced our Katie bias here on this podcast, but this was a move that was like very Nick Viall for me, very produced. She had a line ready. This was this was the power moment, and yeah. It's like, Chris, I totally agree with you. You knew in the hotel, you didn't buy it, so fucking send him home then. Send the luggage guy.
I think she wanted to publicly drag him because all the guys had said something, and she wanted to show them and be like, yeah. I got this and this will happen to you if.
But it's like, that's like the same as like calling out a ghoster. Like this guy, Thomas is going to lie to the next person. You didn't teach anyone a lesson. Like I, it's one of those things you go like, okay, like you're you ever like, this is going to be a reference that both of you will totally understand. You know, when like a receiver like dances in the end zone after they score a touchdown. Well, when they dance, like that is the most athletic thing in the world to me. Like you've just scored a touchdown. It is like out of nowhere, out of the blue. And then you have a prepared choreographed dance. Like it takes like a super athlete to be able to do that, to have the presence of mind. Katie, to have, you know, nobody thinks off the most people can't think off the top of the head. Your audition is over. You know, like that was just a very written scene
and
for me.
I feel like it. If I had been Katie, that would have taken away from the rest of the evening because all I would have been thinking all night was like, oh, at the end of the night, I have to like do this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like instead of just getting rid of him and then like feeling relaxed for the rest of the night with the other
guys. And getting to know them.
And then, yeah, and then to make this big speech and be like, okay, he's gone, but hold on, I have to go get Blake actually. So... sorry.
I forgot about Blake to the point where she had that last rose, called Thomas up, said all that shit to him, sent him home. And then I was like, so she's just not going to give the last rose out. I was like, there's like another guy here that could definitely take it. And then it's like, oh, right, Blake.
Yeah, she goes to supposedly another hotel. So there's another shittier hotel nearby. like what's going on? Like he was like, do you want to move in the house? He's like, what? Like what is he at a Holiday Inn Express? Also, was Blake masturbating? Like he came to the door like, oh my God, it's you. Like look through the keyhole, look through the aisle.
And if somebody's coming to your door, you have time to put on some pants. You have time to like, hello.
Yeah. Also, he like put on the world's tightest shorts and then a baggy like sweatshirt top. And it was a very, very weird scene. Like, how did Katie get to the Motel 6 by the Albuquerque International Airport?
Take a left at the Wolves and you'll end up at the Motel 6. I just couldn't like... The idea that like Blake is just waking up, like it reminded me like a toddler, like when you're like, hey, and you know they're fake, like when you were younger, you'd fake sleep and your parents would be like, wake up, you're like, what? Are you here? Really? You know,
I fell asleep studying. That was
exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, and then, but then it also makes me think, so he's not allowed to stay in the hotel or whatever that they're at. Did Heather, when she showed up for Matt's season, just have to sleep in the van that night? Like, was she allowed to stay anywhere? Because they're in the middle of nowhere where there's probably not another hotel around. Like, what?
Yeah, literally, though. I don't know. I felt that was, like, weird. It also does feel like Katie's into him, though. Like, I felt like her at the door. I don't know. There was definitely a vibe there. But I'm like, maybe they're both just weird.
No, maybe she's into him, for sure.
Yeah, there's a vibe. And I think, like, you mentioned the sex stuff, like, that could be a part of it too. You're like, oh, I know that, like, this is a fun person. This is a person that's going to be, you know, down for it. And we don't know what those DMs said.
I still don't trust Blake, though. I think this is, there's.
Oh, I don't at all. You come back on the show as if there's not one other single woman that you could ever date.
On the planet.
On the planet. Like, you, like, dude, go on Paradise. Like the idea that, like, I saw you and I knew, like, you know, have you gone on one date since you were on the show? Like, what are you talking about?
And then he also said during that, he was like, this is not the situation that I wanted us to meet in. Like, but it's like, well, then yeah, why didn't rather... you meet her before? Or like, why aren't you meeting her after? Like, you know how this works.
Yeah, I'd rather this have been in San Diego when I was already out in the gas lamp district at 2 a.m. You know, like, what?
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's get into our weekly categories. Who do you guys have has your top three choices for Katie?
I said Blake, Greg, and Michael A.
I have Greg, Blake, and Andrew S. I think she really likes him.
Yeah, I have Greg, Greg, Andrew S., and Michael A. So we're all hovering around the same thing. Greg, but you could see she's buying it in the same way.
Buying it.
She's buying it. Yeah.
Villain.
I said the producers because I feel like they're creating like weird tension even between Caitlin and Tayshia and Katie. Like, I'm like, why aren't you just letting this poor girl talk to the hosts? Like, all the places where they used to bring in Chris Harrison whenever the Bachelorette would be having a meltdown, now it's just like her looking in a mirror. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think that the producers are doing her dirty.
That's a really good point. I said Thomas, but that was just like the obvious answer. The final speech was just so like, not the final speech, but the apology was just beyond.
Yeah, I had Caitlin and Tayshia. I guess that's a good point, Chris, to like say like the producers can make this easier. Like the fact that they're the special guests and not the hosts is like crazy. Like, we get them involved or don't. You know, like this half thing of like them hang I'm repeating myself, but their hang at the Truth or Dare competition is like laughs and fun, and then all of a sudden they turn into like the sorority sister with a pledge, like, and it's like it doesn't look great. It feels very much like
competition.
These two women competition, they and that they're in and Katie isn't in yet, like only former bachelorettes. And it's like it also doesn't help that they're both engaged, or you know, they're both like, you know, they got the rings on and she doesn't. You know, it's just the look of it all is just really kind of off-putting.
I totally agree. Totally agree. All right. Would you rather, Chris, you want to go first?
I said, would you rather it be Blake being added or John Paul Jones?
I go John Paul Jones. I think he is Blake to me is like tacky. Like, I'm just like, John Paul Jones had some, like, got the joke about himself, was fun, like, I don't know. I like him as a character better.
I agree. Somebody even compared Blake to Nick Viall. Somebody was like, Blake is the Nick Viall of our generation or something. Yeah. And I was like, Yeah, I could see him, but like he's only been on twice, but because there was two at the beginning, everybody is counting that as like a third.
He just plays up this whole, I can't find love. I'm just trying to find love and I can't find it. And it's like, shut up, dude.
Would you rather be brought on the show and be made the villain or be brought on the show and not have any airtime? Because there are so many guys that have, I mean, that have not spoken once.
The other Andrew, like, he just showed up this week.
Who?
I think.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be the villain. I'd rather get your time. Especially if you're getting brought on, like, you can make that fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like the villain doesn't really, like, usually excel after The Bachelorette in any kind of way.
That's true.
So I'm like, I would rather just have no airtime and then try again.
I don't think we see Thomas ever again. Like, Thomas doesn't have a personality. It's not like Thomas was a fun villain.
Thomas was just more like rumored to be on Paradise.
But he didn't say anything. Like, it was a blank space. I was like, I don't know what this is. Like, if you're going to be the villain, like, play it up. I you know, go full Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, fair.
I also think about the fact that, like, my roommate made a really good point. If you get brought on the show and you're the villain, it's like, at least they, you know, think that you could be good in something or like see something in you that's good for TV. If you get brought on the show and you don't even have any, if you don't get any airtime, they don't even think you have enough personality to be shown.
Yeah, they were
like, that's offensive.
Yeah.
If a bachelorette
contestant falls in the woods, does anyone hear?
You quit your job, you leave your home for months, and you still don't get, and you get nothing.
Yeah.
Fair.
I had, would you rather be set up with someone that you can't see or hook up with someone that your friend has recently dumped?
Say that again.
So you either have the choice of getting set up on a date with someone, but you can't see them. It's a true blind date that you don't even get their name. Or you randomly hook up with someone your friend has dumped.
I would have to do the blind date because I feel like hooking up with somebody that my friend is already, like, you know, been with would be strange unless we had spoken about it before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gay community is weird. I'm like, what's the big deal? I hook up with one of my friend's exes.
You know?
I
go with the blind date just because it would be more exciting. Like, the hooking up with a friend's ex, you're like, they've been around this group before. Like, I've seen this as a rerun.
And there could be potential with the blind date. And you already know probably this guy that they've hooked up with. And the chances that it goes somewhere is slim.
Zero and none.
Yeah, true.
All right. Paradise picks. I have Thomas, Hunter, and Justin. God, I'm obsessed with Justin. His face, I could watch it all day.
Justin, I
feel
like...
Big Justin fan.
I like Justin, but I feel like all he really does is those facial expressions.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know anything else about him other than he, like, makes very intense facial expressions.
Well, he's the artist, and he was involved in the discussion. I liked his place in the discussion around Aaron when Aaron was calling people out or calling out Thomas when he first walked in. He did get involved in the scrum a little bit. I had for my Paradise picks, I had Justin, Aaron, and Trey. I think that those three, and I kind of feel like Trey and Michael A are like up for The Bachelor.
Michael A.
Yeah. I have Thomas, Aaron, Trey, so we're all pretty much on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cringiest moment.
Thomas sitting and holding her hands in the hotel room really made me cringe. Nothing says I'm lying to you like taking both of my hands.
Mine, I know I'm going to catch heat from this because I know he listens to the podcast, but here goes nothing. There was a part when Brendan was talking to Katie, and this is the first time we've really seen Brendan and Katie talk. And he was like, there's just so many things I like about you. Like, you have so many amazing qualities. And then he's like, you're a sweetheart. And like, he couldn't like, list.
Like, I remember this scene.
He couldn't list like one quality. And yeah. And I was like, oh no, come on.
Because he doesn't know her. He's talked to her for a total of like 11 minutes.
He doesn't know her.
Also, Katie was so distracted by the whole thing. Like, she was like, there. She's like, you could tell. She's like, I'm not even going to cheers you guys. We're probably going to get to the rose ceremony. And he's like, can I steal you? And it's like, oh, dude, timing. Just.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I'm like, she's like looking through him. She's not even like there.
I'm sorry, Brendan. I know you are listening to this.
I think you're cool.
Brendan,
I think
it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I think you're cool. I think you'd be fun to play hockey with. I think we could go to Tim Hortons and enjoy a coffee. I'd like to go and visit the Mounties with you and take a picture. Like, he's all Canadian shit.
Yeah, man. All right, Jarrett. Or wait.
I had a cringy moment was Tayshia setting up Katie. It was so steeped in that whole, just like you said, Chris, Mean Girls, like that, it felt like it was out of that movie. Like, so you think you're pretty. So you think you want to be set up with my ex, you know? Yeah. It's like, and it's just like, I don't know. You can't fake friendship, and they every time they do, and then go back to this like older, you know, wiser, engaged person mode. It just doesn't. It's
they're
icky
the exact
to me.
Same age.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's like, but this happens all the time, like. If you ask, like the worst people with dating advice are like engaged women, because they always make it about their engagement. They never look at it from like, so it'll be like, yeah, this, you know, this, she won't text me back. And she's like, well, when I met Paul. And you're like, okay, shut up about Paul. You know, like,
yeah.
So it kind of has that vibe. I don't know. So, and I think that also, like, I do agree. I think that's the producer's fault, that it's the show never lets them. Like, the show never wants to lose, so they do nothing instead of actually, they never take chances. And I guess making them like full on hosts and changing that role would be a chance. But who do you think won the week?
I think Katie. Katie like took control, I feel, of the house and did what she had to do. So I think Katie, also maybe Caitlin and Tayshia, because they got airtime.
I said Andrew S. I like that he spoke up about the drama thing. I think I'm on his side with that. I think I would rather just like, let, if I see something wrong or whatever, like, then I'll call it out. Like, let me make that decision. Like, I would rather spend my time getting to know you guys. Yeah.
I feel like I would be like more quiet about it. I'd be like, yeah, you should do it. Go for it. And then he like,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, why are you arguing? Just say, just, you know, just yes, and shut them up, and then don't say anything to her.
Like, that's a very like Caitlin Bristow strategy. You know, like, yeah. She would agree with that strategy.
Let somebody else take the heat.
Yeah. No, you just stay quiet, and then you have your own date, you know?
Yeah, like, literally, like, yeah, Trey, you should do that. Go for it. I mean, anytime my friend's like, I think I'm going to... It's like when somebody's like, I'm going to say something to our boss about this. And you're like, okay, go for that. You should do that.
Cool.
And then when the boss is like, does everyone feel this way? You're like, looking around the room, waiting for someone else to shake their head first.
Yes, correct. All right.
I had the winner of the week being Michael A. And even in a week where he was on the show for literally 2 minutes, he had the most like realistic, nice, like honest thing to say. He even said, he goes, we can all disagree and respect each other at the same time. He has this whole like speech about like, you know, he's like, you know, if you think you should tell her, that's great. If you don't think you should tell her, I agree with that. You know, he took that road, and then he has 2 minutes with her. They have a makeout scene. He just like, he basically popped in to just like remind her that she even said, she goes, I keep thinking about our date. And he's like, I am too. And it's like, why? Like, this dude, even in a week, he's not there. He's winning.
Yeah, fair.
He always looks like he's about to cry, though. Like, every time he's about to speak, it just looks like he's like, what? Like, it's like constant tears are getting ready to stream out of his face. I don't know. Okay, well, we'll be back next week. And until then, obviously, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We have The Bachelor Breakdown that you guys can also subscribe to. You can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Betches.